Republican J.B. Van Hollen won a close race against Kathleen Falk, and even though the election's over, he may now face challenges from other Democrats. He'll have to depend on a governor from the other party, along with a divided legislature, to get the funding the Justice Department wants to go after internet predators and reduce a backlog in evidence testing at the state crime lab. Van Hollen says a hard-fought campaign and narrow win should not prevent that.
The message voters sent was that they want their elected leaders to work together to get things done.
Van Hollen was the only statewide Republican winner amidst a partisan tide that saw Democrat Jim Doyle reelected as governor. Doyle supported Van Hollen's challenger, who was blasted in ads run by a statewide business group called Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or WMC. Doyle says despite that, Falk ran a good campaign.
It was a very, very close race, even after they had just set out in their sort of scorched earth policy against Kathleen, that WMC had done that. I knew that even after that, it was dead even.
Preliminary results show Van Hollen beat Falk by less than 10,000 votes. Our campaign's waiting for the official canvass by the elections board. Both candidates were targeted by negative ads from independent groups and the other's campaigns. Van Hollen decries those ads, but says they may have helped him win.
People complain about negative ads. Unfortunately, they seem to have some effect.
Van Hollen's campaign sued Falk over an ad run against him regarding bail for a defendant who later went on to rape and kill a girl. Van Hollen did not commit to pursuing that pre-election lawsuit.
The lawsuit's an issue that we probably won't address until a few days down the road.
Van Hollen credits his win to strong support from law enforcement. The former federal prosecutor also boosted his campaign financially with dollars from his own pocket. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.